Today is Daf Lamed Aleph, Masechta Nida. I'm going to begin with reading a Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. It's in the middle of the page. Sho'alu Talmidav es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked their Rabbi the following question. Why does a Yoledes, a woman who gives birth, why does she bring a carbon? She brings two birds. She brings an oila and a chatas. Why? What did she do? What sin did she commit that she is required to bring a carbon? Omar Lohen, so he told them, you know why? You know why she brings a carbon? B'shoshe koiras leilate. When she bends down, when her labor pains begin, koifetza, she jumps, v'nishpas, and she makes a shvua, takes an oath. Shalot tizakek leba'ala, she will never be with her husband again. The tsar chevle leida is so great, it's not for us men to understand. They say there's no greater pain than childbirth. Today, they have epidurals and all these other new modern medicines that
can... Women who've never cursed in their lives, never had a death coming out of their mouth, that moment.
Really?
That's what they say.
So they say, the pain is unbearable.
After the shear.
The pain is unbearable, so they say. Tsar chevle leida. And
never again.
What? Never again, exactly. Klefetzes v'nishpas.
And they lay a Kahana's biography.
They take an oath. Shalot izotik labal. Lefichach zirfam. And then what happens? She gives birth. She has a nice, beautiful little baby. And then a week later they have a bris, or they have a party for the girl. And then it's not so bad. She forgets about what happened at the time of birth. And then she is again with her husband. So seemingly, you take the Gemara at face value, the sin. That's what I want to talk about. What exactly is the sin? The simple interpretation of the Gemara is that she violates her oath. She swears that she will never be with her Baal. And the oath takes effect. If she makes the Shavua takes effect. She has, and then she violates the Shavua. Lefichach doesn't say that in the Gemara. All the Gemara says, Kaifetzes v'nishpash, Shaloi tizak l'mala, period. Lefichach, therefore, Shem ben Yechai goes further and says, therefore, Omra Torah, Torvi carbon. She should bring a carbon. What carbon does she bring? She brings two birds, an oila and a chatas. The Gemara says, Maskifla, Rabbi Yosef, V'homizidahi, a carbon is only brought when one commits a sin by accident. Now when one violates a sin, b'mezid. So here she swears, she knows exactly what she's doing, and then she is with her husband, she doesn't care, she thinks to herself, I don't care, I made a shvua, so what, I made a shvua. And she's not a shogeg, she's amazing. Okay. And if she wants to have the shvua undone, there's a second question, then she should go to a chacham. If she does want the shvua, the oath, to be annulled, she is required to go to a chacham, and the chacham will annul the oath. The oath also, if that's the case, if really it is a karban, the oath, karban shvua boyasuye, then she should bring an animal. When a woman violates a false oath, if she makes an oath and she violates the oath, let's say the oath was violated by accident, what is the law? She brings a carbon ola v'yored, a carbon ola v'yored. If one is wealthy, can afford, you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring a bird. If you're very poor, you bring a mincha. But at least if she's well-to-do, she should bring an animal, not a bird. So basically, there are three questions that they ask on Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Number one, she's a mezida. Number two, to undo the oath, she needs charata. So seemingly the Gemara is asking, where is the charata? Where is... In other words, let me read you Rashi. Rashi says, she should go to a chacham and tell the chacham that she's sorry, and the chacham will undo the oath, and permit her to be with her husband, Aval karbon eino oiker mater shvuasa. What are you accomplishing by bringing the karbon? The karbon is not going to allow her to undo the oath. In order to undo the oath, she should be required to go to the chacham and hataras the darim. Exactly the similar thing. A shvuah neder is very much very similar. So what is the karbon coming to accomplish? What she needs to do is go to the chacham and tell the chacham that she only said the shvuah because she was in pain, and now she realizes that it was the mistake, and she wants to be with her husband. The chacham will say mudalach, 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 and then she can go on. Bringing a carbon is not going to solve the problem. And if you want to say that there is some violation, let me read you the next Rashi. The oid carbon shua boila. So if you really say that this fits into the category, however you want to understand this halacha, it does fit into the category of violating a shua. Well, there are rules when it comes to a shua. Number one is, if you're wealthy, you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring a bird. If you're very poor, you bring a mincha. So there is no place here for her just to bring for a standard rule that every woman should bring a bird. Okay, so there are three questions. What's very interesting and unique about this Gemara is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai does not answer the questions. He presents his halacha, and the students, he's the one that presents this chiddush, is because a woman, she makes the shvuah, and the students ask three questions, and he does not provide an answer. So what in the world here is going on in this little piece of Gemara? So everyone is very busy with this Gemara. There are a lot of different approaches to understand the one. So let me first begin with the Marsha. And the Marsha says that the Marsha says that the truth is this woman, the shvua is not chal. The shvua is not really, does not really take effect. Why not? Because we have a halacha. I'm not really sure everything I tell you about Marsha. I'll just tell you different ideas, and I want to come to Mishnah Berurah. But the Marsha and others explain that when the woman makes the shvuah, we have a halach, when a woman makes a shvuah, the only type of shvuah that is chal is a shvuah that does not affect her husband. A shvuah that affects her husband, then the husband has a right to annul, even if it does affect her husband, has a right to annul on the day that he hears about the shvuah. The woman makes a shvuah, a husband finds out about the shvuah, he has 24 hours to decide if he wants the shvua to remain or it should be annulled. Or furthermore, if a shvua, there are any rules that halacha is not always true, but a shvua that affects her husband, she does not have a right to make. She can make a shvua for herself, but not one that affects her husband. So therefore, this shvua is not really chal. It's not totally in charata. What was the whole question? The whole question was that at least one of the three questions. One of the three questions was that this woman, when she made the shvuah, if she wants to have the shvuah annulled, she has to go to a chacham. Bringing the carbon is not going to solve the problem. The answer is the shvuah was never really chal. It never really took effect. Why didn't it take effect? Because she has no right to make a shvuah with regard to something which has a direct effect on her husband. But she does not know that. She thinks that the shvuah did take effect. And yet she continues to have relations with her husband. Therefore, she needs atonement. And for that, the atonement follows the guidelines of a shvuah that was done by mistake, because there is some degree of error. She thinks that the shvuah is chal, and she is violating the shvuah, even though really she is not. And therefore, she brings a karbon. As to why she brings a bird, not an animal, the Marsha says something very interesting. That who brings a bird, not an animal? Someone who's poor. And being that a woman is not independent, a woman generally is supported by her husband, a woman is always in the status of being poor, and therefore she indeed brings a carbon of a poor person, poor person, which is a bird. Now there's a little bit more to this and that, and this is how some other person explained it, is that the truth is she didn't actually, you don't hear women actually swearing, actually saying the words, I will never be with my husband. It is a thought, it is a machshava. but it's something which comes to her mind. This is how the Ramban learns, and other Mepharshim learn, is that this, that the Rabbi Shimon Yochai said that she has this machshav, and that she says that she koyfatzes v'shvas, that she will not be zoch lebala, does not mean that she actually expresses this idea in words. It means she thinks these things in her mind. So we take all of these factors together. Number one, that she's not actually expressing it with her mouth. Number two, a woman is always in the category of a person who's poor because she is supported by her husband. Number three, there is a degree of error with regard to the shvuah, because the shvuah really was never chal, never took effect, because she does not have the power to prohibit something upon her husband. Her statement that she will not be zokuk lebala directly affects her husband, and that she has no right to do, but she is not fully aware that it does not, it's not correct, and she thinks it did take effect, and yet she doesn't care, she just overlooks the entire situation and she is with her husband. So there is a degree of error with regard to a shvuah. All of these factors contribute into why she brings her carbon according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai never meant to say that the reason why she brings her carbon is because there is a technical violation of transgressing the shvuah. When we started, we said that since we read the Gemara, the reason why she brings the carbon is because she technically has violated her shvuah. She made a shvuah, the shvuah took effect, she actually expressed the shvuah with her lips, with her mouth. And the shvuah did indeed take effect. And then a few weeks later, she violated the oath and was with her husband. And now she needs to bring the carbon. If that was true, we have all of these questions are in fall into place. The answer is she's not bringing the carbon for any technical violation. Because number one, she never actually articulated the shvuah. Number two, the shvuah never actually
shvuah?
What?
Is that a shvuah?
In thought.
Is it a shvuah?
What?
Is that considered a shvuah?
No, it's not a real shvuah. It's not a real shvuah. A shvuah, it's a chay.
If it's only right. In
thought. Even
she
thoughts.
She didn't verbalize.
She's not verbalizing. So that's our answer. When it says in the Gemara that she made a shvuah, don't take the Gemara literally that she articulated the shvuah. If she would verbalize the shvuah, then that would be a different story. She didn't. So she does not need to bring a karma, because if a shvuah that's done in a person's mind is not a real shvuah, but it does resemble a shvuah. And there is a degree of error that has taken place here, because she thinks the shvuah did take effect to some degree, and she doesn't care. She continues to violate. So we're just combining different concepts in what has taken place, why Rabbi Shimon explained the Torah gave this woman a unique carbon, but the main yesod is the carbon is coming for the thought, not for a violation. When you read the Gemara at face value, we understand the Gemara to mean that the carbon is being brought for a violation of law. There was no violation of law. It was a thought process that was sinful, and it's for that she brings the carbon. Yeah.
Generally, I mean the number of averos,
which
are thought averos, is very, very limited. Usually, like avodah zara kind of things, that kind of thing. This just doesn't seem to qualify.
How can you assume thought?
How could you assume the Gemara there? Rabbi Shimon Yochai was yorlus of daita shel adam. He knew that a woman, the tsar, is so enormous. This is what goes through her mind, at least subconsciously.
Again,
I don't know. It's very difficult, right? It's very difficult under arrest, right? It's very difficult. I don't know the answer. Let me just present some very quick ideas. It's very difficult. I agree with you. It is very difficult. Let me present some ideas which enhance what the which some of the Mepharshim say. They're in the Ein Yaakov, in the Ein Yaakov, the sefer called Ein Yaakov, and he says. He explains the Gemara as follows. He says the three questions are not to be interpreted. Three questions which build upon one another. They are what he says in Tim Silayman. Here's what he says. First of all, who says this woman certainly? Let's assume that when she was in pain, in her mind, she said, "Oh my gosh, I can't take this. I will never allow this to happen again. Never, ever." And she says with conviction. After the child is later born, she has charata. She says, "You know, I understand I suffered to a great degree, but this is darkah shel olam, and I have charata." We have a yisod that when a person does tshuva, When the tshuva meyira zidonos nase kishkagos. So when a woman later has charata, at the moment in time when she's thinking these terrible thoughts, she's in terrible pain, and she's thinking terrible things, there is a degree of sin. Later, she has charata. I should not have thought those terrible thoughts. Her sin, zedonos, nase, kishkogos. Every woman after the child is born has charata. The charata automatically will turn the sin from a matzav of zodoin to shkoga. But for shkoga, a sin that's done inadvertently requires a carbon. You never bring a carbon for an aver that's done b'nezid, but you do bring a carbon for a sin that's done b'shoyig. Now that her chshias charata, the shkoga is done is nasek shkogos, she needs a carbon. But what's the next question? The next question is, no, she doesn't. Because over here, what was the sin? This the sin was. The sin was that she made, go to the next step in the Gemara. The sin was that she made a shavua, an oath. The rule in the how is one matter an oath? The way one is not, one undoes an oath, the sin of an oath. When someone does an avera, then you want to undo the avera, you go to a chacham for hataras nedarim. The Gemara Mesech Nedarim says, where do you learn the halacha of hataras nedarim from? From Ish Kiyafli. It says Kiyafli twice. And the Gemara says, there's a Yafli means to express yourself with lips. And when it's, the Torah says it twice, we have a drasha. Once is to make the neder, and once is to undo the neder. But being that the whole halacha of undoing is only taught from the words Kiyafli, which means the utterance of lips, it has to only be true where one actually verbalizes, articulates the neder. And being that this woman never actually said, actually opened up her mouth, was purely in thought, then going to a chacham to undo the neder is not going to work in this case. Because in this case, the neder was not made bedibur. It was made in machshava. Hataras nedarim only works to remove a chait, a neder of a chait that was done b'dibur. When the chait was not done b'dibur, it was done in machshava, then there is no solution of hataras nedarim. So what then is the solution? The solution comes back. In order to solve this shagaga is indeed a carbon, the carbon of bringing it. So the Gemara is really presenting a thought process. How do we deal with this situation of the woman? So we do this sort of the Yin Yaakov. Just another mahalach in the Gemara. The woman, when she is karas leleid, she has a machshava that she wants that she'll never be with her husband again. This is a sin. To think like this and to cause tsar to her husband and to think this thought process is considered sinful. When she gives birth, she has charata. Zedoinois, that if it would be a sin that's done b'mezid, then there's no solution for her. Now she has charata. Charata, zedoinois, nase kishkagos. But being that this is a sin of a neder, how does one atone for a sinful neder? The chacham. The chacham gives a bracha. The chacham is matir. But then the Gemara says, being that the chacham, the only time the chacham would matir a neder is a neder that's done by dibur, and here there was no dibur, the chacham here in this instance is not going to be able to be matir the neder. So how then will we be able to atone for this chait that at this point in time is called a shkaga, that's only going to be through a carbon? And a carbon does not need to bring a carbon that is an expensive carbon. In this situation, being that it was only a chet in machshav, it's enough to bring a carbon of a bird. Okay, that's just one mahalach. I wanted to tell you this, the Chasam Sofer, which leads into the Mishnah Berurah. The Chasam Sofer says something very interesting. Why is it that a woman, this is an incredible chiddush, tremendous chiddush, why is it that a woman is asked to her husband for the first 8 days? A woman gives birth, and for the next 8 days, she's not allowed to be with that to Tumas Leida. A boy 7 days, a girl 14 days. Why? What's the big deal? Why can't she be with her husband 5 days later, 6 days later? What's the problem? So the Chasam Sofer says, because Goloi v'yadua lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that when a woman, when she goes through the Leida, the process of Leida, the Klal of Chava, of Be'etzef, Tel Libanim, the Hashem knew a woman would make such a neder, she'll never allow herself to be in such a situation where she would be pregnant, suffer this pain, and she should be asur l'ba'ala. Therefore, Hashem says, I'm going to create. She'll make the shvur. She'll make it. She'll mamash make it. And when you make a neder, it's a very terrible thing if you don't fulfill the neder. Ba'avoyim and Nedarim, people die, terrible things happen. So Hashem preempted her. Hashem said, guess what, woman? I'm going to make you Aser to your husband for the first week, or the first 2 weeks. So you're anyway Aser. So basically, the neder you're making now, is your shvu you're making now, is nonsense. And since it's nonsense for the first 7 to 14 days, Mimela, it's nonsense forever as well. The neder has to be chal on something. You want to make a neder for the future. The way nedarim work is it has to work now. If it works now, then it will work for the future. If it's not going to work now, it's not going to work for the future. So the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, a woman is not allowed to deal with her husband the first 7 days, is because of what Rabbi Shimon Yochai's conclusion. He saw the same thing Kadosh Baruch Hu saw, that a woman makes the Shavua, a woman said, I'm never allowed this to happen, I'm going to make the Shavua, she makes this either with the Dibur or the Machshava, and to a certain degree it's Chal, it is Chal, because the Tzar, the Gili Milsa, that she has such pain that she wants to be Chal, and the Nela she would be Aser, and she would not go through the steps to undo the Neder, and then she would be violating the Neder for the rest of her life. So Hashem says, I'm going to make it that the Neder is not Chal. The way the Neder is not Chal is that you're Aser to your husband for the first 7 days. And therefore, Ein Iser, his words are, Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. Since you are already Aser to your husband, now your new imposed Iser of Neder, it's too late. Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. And once it's not Chal for the first 7 days, Meil it's not Chal for the rest of your life. This is the incredible Chiddush of the Chassam Sefer. Now, all based on what Rabbi Shimon Yochai here says. Now, based upon this, I want to tell you a very, 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 very interesting thing. In ancient times, not such ancient times, I'm going to read the Mishnah, the Ber Halacha. Ber Halacha talks about the chiyuv of a husband, different chiyuv of getting aliyos in the Beis HaKnesses. This is in Simin Shin Lamed Vav. No. Not Shimon, what am I talking about? This is in Simin Kuf Lamed Vav. Kuf Lamed Vav. In the Ber Halacha, all of the various chiyuvim people who have kedima to get Ali and Shul on Shabbos. So one of the people, let me read for you all some of these people. Does the Gabbai get Aliyah?
No, I'm asking if you already got Gabbai.
Yeah,
I have a list. In my house bag, I have a list.
Hey, he talks about yard side. He goes through a whole long list. Yard side, bar mitzvah boy. And one of the top. This is from the very very top.
That's from the
Chosam. Avi Hayelet, the father of a child. The Shabbos kishishtoi b'riya, when his wife is healthy. The Hayleches lebeis hakneses, and comes to shul the first time. He has a chiyuv. His chiyuv is the second in line. The only one that preempts him is a person who has yartzeit bo bayom.
For a parent.
Bo bayom. Bo bayom. Bo bayom. If it's bo bayom, if the parent is a yartzeit during the week, then not. If it's bo bayom, on that day, it's Shabbos, it's the yartzeit, then the yartzeit has chiyuv. Otherwise, the one that's next in line, not a bar mitzvah boy, not an ofrof, and not anyone else, it is the father of a child when his wife comes to shul on the first Shabbos. Why? Let's explain why. Let's tell you what it's all about. Let's read it later. Avi Yelad, the Shabbos, Kishishar, Beriya, Ralach, Zimzak, Neses, Mechuyiv, Lekroisai, is Mechuyiv, Tigan, Aliyah. Avil, Inhi, Choyiv. But let's say the wife is not coming. He had a baby boy, baby girl, and the wife's not in shul. She's at home. Then the Einor Yechol Leila, she doesn't come, she can't come to shul. Ein Chiyuv, he doesn't get Aliyah. There's no Chiyuv. Actually, Teilach until she comes to shul. When the wife comes to shul, you see in the Mishnah, the minute was women came to shul. Women came to shul. When the wife comes to shul, then he gets an Aliyah. Let me explain. The Inhu Mem Yom. Let's say it's now been 40 days. Yom Lazachar. It's now 40 days after the birth of a boy. Oy Shmoinim when the cave of Eli is the birth of a girl. Who Chiyuv? Then he gets an aliyah, he preempts anyone else for an aliyah, af she'eino hayleches, even if she did not come to shul. De'ahu zman havas ha-karbon. Because now is the time when the yoledes would bring the karbon, Period. Now let me explain that. That this is all it says here in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Piskei Tshuvos. I'm sure you know the Piskei Tshuvos is a sefer, which is a supplement, a modern day sefer written only very recently by Rabbi Talmud Chacham, a supplement to the Mishnah Berurah, all different modern day shilas and different beurim. It's an incredible sefer, one of the best sellers out there in the halachic world, in the Sfarim world. So he elaborates very much and explains what exactly the Berurah is referring to. He tells us about the Minhagim, talking about Minhagim. Ancient, it used to be the minhag was that a woman is mechuyev to bring a carbon yoledes. That's the halacha. That's what we finished learning. Because isha shakaras leilet, she's in pain. She does an avera. That's what Shimon Yochai says. She has this thought process. She'll never be zok labala. And we just went to this whole thing. Gemara. She has charata. Zdoynis nasek ishkagos. But she had a bad machshava, and for that bad machshava, she needs atonement. And it borders on the concept of a shvua shav and shvua biti, and therefore she needs a carbon, like an ania, you bring a bird. She needs a carbon. Bezman azel, there are no carbonos. So how does she bring a carbon? How does she bring the carbon? So it used to be the minuk. It used to be. Today, unfortunately, it's not done like it used to be. That a woman would never, the first time a woman who gave birth would leave the house would be to go to shul.
Yeah, kedusha.
Oh, no, I'm getting there. That's what we do today. Today it's a perversion of the original minhag. Mm-hmm. The first time a woman would leave the house and go to shul. In other words, let's say she's home, okay, she's recovering, recuperating, it's already been 3 weeks, and now she's feeling better, she wants to go to the store. She wants to go to her sister. She wants to go visit her parents. She wants to go somewhere. Sitting home with a baby crying the whole day, drive her crazy. She needs to get out of the house. And she's Baruch Hashem, she's back on her feet. Some women are back on their feet in 3 days, 4 days. They're ready to go back to work. They're ready to go. She wants to go. No. You don't dare go anywhere. The first place you go when you leave the house after you had a successful birth is the shul. This used to be etched in stone. This was a minhag kodosh. The first mokum you go when you leave the house after coming back from the hospital is to go to shul. And when are you going to go to shul? Stop, you're going to go to shul? Yeah, sometimes it's just, they would try to go to shul on Shabbos. Not necessarily mincha. Okay, that was a convenience probably, but you go to shul Shabbos morning, and the husband would get an aliyah, that's the minhag, get an aliyah, and the husband would say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach, and she, the wife, would answer, the wife, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Li'olam Vo'ed. And then the one who gets the Aliyah says, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Li'olam Vo'ed. And she, from behind the Mechitza, or in those days they didn't have Mechitza, she would stand by the door. Okay? They didn't have Mechitza in those days. Women didn't come. When women would come, they would come inside. In the olden days, there was no women's section in the shuls. And women came. Women had to come. Amol, they came for it. So they came into the shul, and they sat. They stood in the side of the shul. This is the yidua. This is even MTJ. They used to have Moshe used to do the sorcery. You come and sit inside the shul. By a wedding, there's a din for marriage. So the men over here and the women are over there. The king is also in the women come because kavios. They had a mechitza. Okay, but the woman came to shul from behind the mechitza. They make everything very kosher from behind the mechitza, and the husband says, responds, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Li'olam Vo'ed, and she answers, Amen. We don't normally answer Amen when someone says Baruch, but she would answer Amen. This answering Amen is equivalent to her bringing a karba, and that's how it was done. This is the first place she went out of the house. When her husband got the aliyah, it's a chiyuv. The husband gets the aliyah, the highest kedima, because we're bringing here a korban. Getting out of aliyah, it's covered. It's an aliyah from the neshama. These are mystical things here. You're dealing over here with the other world. Let's deal here with this world. This world, she has an obligation to bring a korban. So what's the korban? Zman hazeh. When the neshama fodim sefaseinu. So this is the best we can do. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yilam Vod. And then we're not really finished. Then it's Shabbos morning, and that's why dafka Shabbos morning, not Shabbos Sinecha, not during the week, because Shabbos morning used to be the minute. Young Israel's going to do this. You make a Mishaberach, you make a Mishanadar. Mishaberach of a Seinu, about Vur Shayitain, how many dollars you hold them up on the spot, how much you're giving? You're giving not Kedei money. Kiddush is not going to solve the problem, you need money, how much you're giving? And then the husband would give a nice amount of money. the money you give is in place of the carbon. As we're talking about down this man, the person does not bear for which is chayav a carbon. So what do? You should read the parasha of carbonus, and you're supposed to give a nice donation. You give money, mishanada. So the combination of her answering Baruch Hashem Hamavarach li'olam va'ed and the money of the Mishan Nadar is what was the ancient original minhag. Shabbos, first time she leaves the house, answer Baruch Hashem Hamavarach li'olam va'ed, she says Amen, and they give money. That was the minhag. Fine, that's the carbon. Now here comes something that's more interesting. The Mishnah Berurah said, but let's say the woman, unfortunately, can't leave the house. She can't leave the house. She's just not well. It takes a long recovery. It can happen. Well, let's say she has 10 other kids in the house screaming on her head. She can't get out of the house because now it's already 40 days. Ooh, 40 days for a boy, 80 days for a girl. Then the husband gets the Aliyah. What's shot 40 days, 80 days? So this is fascinating. When does a woman normally bring the carbon? Let's talk time of the Gemara, the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So we take into account the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is because a woman is kras leilet. The first 40 days, can a woman become pregnant? I mean, and today anything could happen. Today, I don't know, Mishtana, Teva, anything could happen. Who knows? But generally speaking, time of the Gemara, the woman has, after 7 days, time of the Beis HaMikdash, when there's no only Chumas, After seven days, a woman is muta labala for the next 33 days. How could she be muta? She's flowing with blood, right? No, it's dam tahira. First 7 days, she's a nida. For the next 33 days, she's muta labala, even if she sees blood. It's dam tahira. After 40 days, then the cycle starts all over again. The blood that she sees for 33 days comes from a different mayon, a different source. It's dam tahira. Dam tahira, that means, according to our understanding, Chazal's understanding, it's not possible for her to become pregnant during those 33 days. Being that that dam is not dam nida, it's dam tahira, it's impossible. For a female, after the birth of a female, for the next 66 days, it's just physically impossible. Okay, I'm not discussing Mizvan Hazeh, I don't know what goes on Mizvan Hazeh, Mishnah Atev, and so on and so forth, but this is what's understood. So when the woman makes a shrua, think about it, the woman makes a shrua, she's karas lele. She's in the most painful situation she ever found herself in. This is just she's going out of her skin. She makes a shrua, I'm not going to be zoch labala. Why not? I don't want a repeat performance. Mm-hmm. I don't want this to happen to me again. But let's say you'll be with your husband in a situation where it won't happen, it won't come to this. So that's okay, that's fine. That's not a problem. So during the 33 days of Tahara after a Zohar and the 66 days of Tahara after a Nekeva, she never made the Shvuah. It was not for those days. Because for those days, she can't become pregnant. She can never come to a state where she'll suffer. So when is now the violation, the sin, going to come to its full Tekef? 40 days for a boy, 80 days for a girl. Because now she wants to be again with her husband, but she sinned, she had those terrible thoughts. Now is where there's a nafkamina, is where we look back at the sin, now you want to violate your Yeshua. Okay, now it's not a technical violation, but you had a bit of nachshava. Now is when there is an achiv to bring the carbon. Now you got to bring the carbon. And if you want to bring it earlier, you can bring it earlier, you don't have to wait mamish until then, you want to be zrizim akdim gazun to hate. So ideally, if the woman would come to shul, she comes to shul and she's bringing the carbon herself, because she really brings the carbon. It's her carbon. Husband pays for it. And she comes and she answers, Baruch Hashem, Hamavarach li'olam vo'ed. And the husband answers, and she answers, Amen. And now the husband makes a mishanada. They give money. Gevaldik, zrizim akdimim. But if she's not coming to shul, and she's not answering Amen, she's not answering Baruch Hashem, Hamavarach, and now it's already 40 days, the chiv is here. Can't play around anymore. Baal ta'achar. You can't delay anymore. Now, after 40 days and 80 days, you have to. So it's a dvar agoda. This thing, you read this Gemara. Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He's telling us a woman is kofetzes. She jumps and she swears. They ask, what is the carbon? A shvu? It doesn't make any sense. it seems like an agadic Gemara, and we really show it's really not for real. But yet it has some halacha lemaisa. It is taken into consideration because we do take the shu'a into consideration at kach, that after 40 days and 80 days, when the shu'a now becomes megeh halacha lemaisa, now it's for real the shu'a. Now she has an obligation to bring the carbon, and being that there are no carbonus, we have to give. She gets the aliyah in its place. The husband gets the aliyah, and she answers amen, and they pay money. Now, after 48 days, it must be done, regardless of her attendance in the Beis HaKnesses or not. Now, Bezman said, what do we do? So Bezman said, this is the ideal thing to do. And some people who know, Talmidei Chacham, who know the halacha, there are people that are very serious about, they do this, they do this, they come and they do this. Other people that are much more lax, so they come to shul stam, like you say, they come during the weekday. I've seen this recently, a woman came during the middle of the week, she came to shul, after she gave birth, it was the middle of the week, and she just answered Kedusha, and fine, she answered Kedusha, and that was the end of it. Some women, they come to shul on Shabbos, and they make Birchas HaGoymel. The Rav gives a class, and Rav says, I want to be quiet now, and now we're going to hear from the other side of the Mechitza, we're going to hear a woman say Birchas HaGoymel. That's a minhag. That's done in different communities. So let's say the woman can't come, so sometimes 10 men come to her home. The woman really can't come out of the house. Let's say the family is there. 10 men come to her, to the home, and she makes Birchas HaGoymel in front of the 10 men in her home. So these are different, there are different customs. And the more charedi, I don't like that we're using the word, but the more yeshiv sh'olam, the woman comes to shul, it's like done very quietly, you don't even know what's going on. The woman's in as nashim, husband gets the aliyah, she doesn't, in the more proactive shuls, Habaisai, we have, welcome over here, Mrs. So-and-so, Baruch Hashem, Shul Mazel Tov, had a boy, a girl, and then she makes the brach from behind the mechitza. Okay, yesh, the yesh, all different types of
mechitza. Make the brach HaGomel for her?
Not really, it's not a good idea. Some do that also. I've seen it also, but it's a very big b'di'avit. It's a very big b'di'avit. Okay.